Chapter 14. Ray's mind raced as she looked around her prison cell. She was trapped, and yet she had never felt more powerful. Was that the force Maz had spoken of? Maybe it was time she stopped making excuses and accepted the truth in front of her. There was only one way to be sure. A stormtrooper guarded the entrance to her cell. Perhaps she could reach into his mind as she had with Kylo. Ray cleared her throat. You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open. That hadn't come out quite right. The stormtrooper seemed to agree.
What did you say to me?
Ray kept her eyes trained on the guard and let the power, or force, or whatever, flow through her. You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open, she commanded. Her heart pounded in her chest. It needed to work.
I will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open,
the stormtrooper repeated. He reached down and unlatched the manacles holding Ray down. Then he turned and headed toward the cell door.
And you will drop your weapon,
Ray added quickly. The stormtrooper dropped his rifle on the ground, then left the cell. The door was wide open. Ray picked up the weapon and ran into a gray corridor. She appeared to be inside a massive First Order stronghold. She couldn't feel the hum of engines through the floor panels. She must not be on a ship. That was a setback. No ship meant no escape pods. A planet would be much harder to find a way off of. But which of the First Order's conquered planets had Kylo taken her to? Ray followed the corridor until it turned into a walkway high above an empty atrium. On one side of the walkway was a steel wall, and on the other side was a straight drop-off to the atrium more than 50 meters below. The walkway ended in a giant hangar door, and past that, a fleet of TIE fighters just waiting to be stolen. The only problem was the platoon of stormtroopers guarding the door. There was no way she could fight all of them. Perhaps there was another entrance to the hangar bay back the way she had come. That was when she heard the clank of boots against metal. A group of stormtroopers was headed up the walkway behind her. She was trapped. Ray glanced over the edge. If she climbed down, she could disappear before the stormtroopers spotted her. She tried to tell herself it would be just like climbing in the ship graveyard back home. She ran to the edge of the walkway and spotted a perfect foothold. Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. Ray slipped over the side and pressed against the stony wall. Above her, the stormtroopers passed by without noticing a thing. There were just 48 meters to go before she reached the atrium floor. As Ray looked for another foothold, she spotted an even better option. Just a stone's throw away on her left side was a service hatch. She could climb inside and use the maintenance tunnels to get outside of the First Order base.